We're speaking to Labour leader Luke Foley, MP, who is the leader for Opposition New South Wales. Welcome to the Hindi programme, Mr. Foley.
Thank you.
Mr. Foley, Sydney and New South Wales, for that matter, the whole of Australia, is taking over the light and colours of Diwali this year. And you're a member for Auburn, which is truly a multicultural area. Would you like to give us a message for Diwali, please?
A happy and prosperous Diwali to all of your listeners. I know in my house we'll have the sweets out this Sunday night for Diwali night. We'll have the candles lit. This is an important community and, of course, religious celebration. In Auburn, of course, we have the oldest mandir, the first mandir in Australia, built in the 1970s.
That's right, Sri Mandir.
That is right. And yeah. To my friends there, may they and the entire community be blessed with good health and wealth at this special time.
And since you're going to light candles, may the candles and the light brighten your life as well, and the sweets sweeten your path further.
Thank you very much.
And what do you think of the contribution of Indians in multicultural Australia?
Well, this, of course, is one of the fastest growing communities in Sydney, Australia's largest city, and in New South Wales. And that's why last year, my first overseas visit, my first official visit as leader of the Labor Party was to India with my colleague Nitin Daniel Mukhi, of course, the first Member of Parliament in the history of our great country.
Absolutely.
To swear in on the Bhagavad Gita.
That's right.
We visited Delhi, we visited our sister state of Gujarat, met with Mrs. Patel, the then Chief Minister. I know she's recently retired from that position, met with a number of members of her cabinet. So that was a statement from Daniel and myself about the importance of the Indian community here in New South Wales and the importance of the relationship between our two great countries.
And what were your impressions about India, Mr. Foley?
Well, I think you can't help but be impressed at the modernisation program. And we spoke, for example, with cabinet ministers in the government of Gujarat about the opportunities for TAFE in New South Wales, our great vocational education provider, to assist with this historic project, this priority of Prime Minister Modi, to provide skills training to 500 million people by the early 2020s.
Sure.
So there's great opportunities for partnership here, but what we're witnessing at this time in human history is the greatest modernisation project in the history of the world, lifting hundreds of millions of people from poverty to a middle-class life. And where we can assist with that, I think the Indian diaspora here now provides a bridge between our two societies.
Thanks for that. And I'm sure there'll be stronger ties not only between Australia and India, but especially with the state of New South Wales. So we wish you a happy Diwali once again, and thanks for being on our program today.
Thank you so much, and a happy Diwali, a prosperous existence to all of your listeners, and may everyone be blessed with good health and wealth at this special time.
Thank you. We reciprocate your wishes.
Thank you.